Blog Talk Radio.
Is not even for regular emergencies. Your stash is like, don't nobody know about that. You don't put your stash in the bank. No, you don't care about your stash gaining interest or nothing like that. Like, nah, not the stash. With the stash, it's like, oh no, we don't touch the stash. I don't tell you about the stash. You don't touch the stash. I don't touch the stash. You know what I mean? That's that sock. The stash gets too big for the sock sometimes. The stash is that money behind the wallpaper. You know, people have done that. Put money behind their wallpaper, baby. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm saying? Actual facts. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Today, I'm sorry. Today on the daily, on the urban. On the Urban Therapy with Sun Show when it's going down. What's going on, Queen Matu Mayini? Queen Matu Mayini, Monica Davis is all up in the house. What's going on, Queen Monica? Monica! What's going on, Queen Monica? And also, Emily the Lap in the... what? Emily! I said it, Emily! What's going on, ma? It's good to see me some of y'all. It's good to see me some of you. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on through. Good to have my eyes all on you. T. Carrie Wright, too. morning, noon, and night. See, Carrie Wright, it's good to have you in my sight. And what I said, a shush, a shush, a shush, a shush, a Charlene Curry. A shush, a shush, a shush, a shush, Charlene Curry. What's going on, Shush, Charlene? How you feeling, Shush, Charlene? It's good to see me some use. This morning on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, we talking about what would make you spend your secret money. The money that you won't admit that you have. Like, you know, when your regular money or your savings, when that gets low, when that's depleted, let's say you lose your job or something like that, something tragic that really puts a strain on your financial position. That's money that you use to say that you're broke. Broke. You don't even mention the secret money. Like, no, that secret money don't even exist, because you know that mentally you have to put it out of your mind. You have to put it out of sight, out of mind. All you do is add to it, add to it, add to it. You hit the lottery, you add to it. You get paid every other week, every week, whatever. You add to it. Somebody gives you a gift of money or whatever, you add a little bit to it. It's the stash. You ain't never coming off the stash, because it's secret money. That's all your money, all yours. But what would make you go into it? Like, you know, what's up, Miss Chavis? What's going on? Talking about, yo, G-Town all up in the house, all up in the area. Pulaski Town all day, every day. That's what I'm talking about. On the Instagram side, good to see me some you. That's my joint right there. And what's up, Felicia Lawson? Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Carol Chamber, let me favor. Carol Chamber, let me favorita. So, yeah, what would make you go into the secret money? Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Sunday morning from 11 o'clock till around 12:30-ish. And the reason that we say 12:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday, and it is Sunday, and it's raining this Sunday, and it's snowing this Sunday, and man, it's snoring on this Sunday. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with Therapy with Sun Show. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, bust it up, go back and forth with each other. We take an introspective look into our own behaviors to see how we project into this thing called life and figure out this thing in the universe and how we fit into it. So we're asking, what would make you spend the secret money? See, the secret money might be the money that you only bring out for life-threatening or life-altering circumstances. And you still may not tell anybody about the stash. Plenty of people have died never telling nobody about the stash. Do any of y'all have experiences like that? Your grandmother died, your grandfather died, an uncle died or whatever, and he never got a chance. Maybe they died suddenly or something like that. They didn't know that they was going to pass. And they left a bunch of money. Y'all would go clean out their house, clean out their room or whatever. Like, yo, what the fuck? A briefcase full of money. A wheelbarrow full of money. We went to go clean out my uncle's farmhouse down in South Carolina, and we found a fucking wheelbarrow full of money. I'm not talking about me personally. I'm talking about an example. An example. The secret money. He died with they say you can't take it with you. And a lot of people take that not being able to take it with you too far. Yeah, we know you can't take it with you. That doesn't mean you shouldn't save. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't put something away. There is no reason, no good reason, why when some people die suddenly, the family gotta go get GoFundMes and all of that. And you can say that that's an insurance issue. But it should be somebody should have $5,000 to bury a loved one. But you know what? That $5,000 might be the secret stash. Now, that's not a whole lot of money when you talk about in terms of your living, because who makes a salary of $5,000 a year? Even welfare, pay you more than that. But nonetheless, that's your secret money that you may not touch or think about or mention unless like the rhino, unless the rhino comes in, you know, and Spider-Man ain't available, but the rhino is tearing up shit in Philly. I saw the rhino on Broad Street. He was at Broad and Erie. Fucked up Max's, tore down Meadow Lanes, City View Pizza, decimated the shit. The rhino. We like, where's Spider-Man? Spider-Man like, listen, man, you know what I mean? Yo, shit fucked up right now. Like, come on, Spider-Man. See, that's where we went wrong. We should have put Spider-Man on full time. Because these part-time workers, when they don't come in, you ass out. All of these superheroes, they only work part-time. We need full-time superheroes. You know what I mean? They only want to come out when it's world domination. You know, you can stop old ladies from getting robbed sometimes, or stop a sexual assault, some shit like that. You Superman. What's going on, Sucre Jetois? Sucre JTX. What's going on, man? Kyle Chamberlain says, I would only use it if it was an extreme emergency. And I mean extreme. I know what you mean. I do. Felicia Lawson says, LOL. It's me. Oh, it's Miss Bossy Law. Don't put me out there like that. How you go? Say it right there. You could have made an account that said Miss Bossy. Miss Bossy, what's going on, ma? Good to see Ohio all up in the house. We got two Ohio residents right here. You know what I mean? My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. My John from the... No, Columbus. No. Columbus. What's up, Miss Bossy? Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. So we're talking about what would make you spend or go into your secret stash of money. Your secret stash. Don't nobody else know about this money. This might have been money that you won in the lottery. Like, yo, your number came out. You kept that shit a secret. Like, yo, I hit for 17 grand. But I only told everybody I hit for five. So you took the other 12 grand. That's the stash money. Kept adding to the stash money. Years, 1 year. Add another 3 grand to the stash money. You got 20,000. The next year, added a whole five stacks to the stash money. You got 25 grand. Cold chilling. You know when you might go into the secret stash? When it is a life-threatening thing. Let's say you got deathly ill, terminally ill, and you know, like, yo, I don't think I got long. So, you know, I'm going to make sure my kids are taken care of. So, but you still might wait until you know you ain't going to make it. Like, well, I got stage 4 cancer. But with a little luck, they say I can make it another 2 years in stage 4. It's a long time with stage 4 cancer. But people have done it. Plenty of people have done it. I know people who were stage 4, 3, 4, 5 years. But you may wait until it's like, yo, they giving me 6 to 9, you know, 4 to 9 months or some shit like that. So, yeah, let me tell you something. Let me put you onto this shoebox money. And it's a big shoebox. This is like the Ugg box of money. Yeah, go ahead. You know, that's your money. Don't tell nobody that I left you this money, but this is yours. You know, I just want you to, I want you to be all right. That's when you might go into the stash or reveal the trappings of the stash. Another way, or another time that you may go into the secret stash is if another life-threatening situation came along, like, yo, I need a kidney. Or a loved one of mine needs a fucking kidney. And I need this money to get put up on the list. Because they try and let my, you know, they try and, you know, let my baby be all on dialysis and die on dialysis. It's not going to happen. Unfortunately, my kidney is not a match, but we're going to find one. And how we going to find one is we going to put this out there. That might make you go into your secret stash. Something bigger than you. But you're holding on to that life. So you say, well, you know, as much as I would like to keep this stash, yeah, I would. I think I'm going to go into this stash. This is worth it. Need a kidney or some other type of operation, you know, something like that. Like what you not going to do or what you might not do is, let's say your peoples went down to Mexico, fucked up day money, gotten some shit in Mexico, and got put in a Mexican prison. You're like, yo, that's fucked up. You in a Mexican prison. I heard a Mexican prison is bad as shit, but I don't know if it's worse than CFCF. I don't know if that shit is no worse than Rikers Island. I don't know. Plus, I don't think that this money that I got is really going to do nothing. And I'd be goddamn if I'm giving up this $15,000 of secret money that nobody know about. I'm not spending that money on no fucking lawyer. We're going to have to find another way to fight that case. It's a federal case anyway. It's an international case. You can't send no Shore Levin and Weiss and no Alan Rothenberg down to no Mexico. He ain't past the bar down there. Like, I can get that done with the regular savings. I'm going to go up to PSFS. What y'all know about that? I'm going down to GMB. I'm going over to GMB and get my money out of savings, and we get you out of Mexico. Go over here. This is Gerard Bank. You know what I'm saying? We gonna go over here to this Gerard Bank over here, and you know, we get it popping with that. That ain't the secret stash. That's the savings. They've been, you know, getting a little interest on it or whatever. That's the money. That's some of the money. That's the money that's left over for when my grandmama died. You know, she left me a bunch of money or whatever. This is what I got left over. Grits and what's going on, Grits and Wavy? No, it just says, not the rhino. Call the House of Justice. That's what I'm saying. The rhino. Tear shit up on Broad Street. I'm like, yo. Yo, you see that shit? Yo, what the fuck was that? Yo, man. Yo, motherfucker, you gotta stop playing. Like, yo, he not playing. That's the rhino, man. Yo, Spider-Man is tied up. Whatever, he on his Peter Parker. Yo, Spider-Man got COVID. He can't be saving the world if he got COVID. I got COVID. Julie Moore. What's up, Jules? Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. So we're talking about what would make you go into that. What would make you spend some of your secret money? That stash that nobody knows about. You don't tell nobody about it. Nobody knows about it. Nobody can speak on it. Only you know the contents of it. Only you know how much it is. It's an unspecified amount. It's kept under a mattress. You might keep it under the box spring. Cut that foam stuff out of the bottom of the box spring. Well, you know, the box spring cover, on the bottom though. The black is kind of, you can see through it, but it's black. Sometimes you can see through it. Cut that shit up, step that shit up under there. Like, yeah, I know you'll look between the box spring and the mattress, but you ain't gonna look under that box spring because ain't nothing supposed to be there. Cat go under your bed like, yo, what's this shit hanging down? Yo, kitty, shut up. Shut up, kitty. You know, he pawing at the, he under the bed. Like, yo, snitching ass. And now you know why some people have their mattress and box spring on the floor where you go? The thing that holds up the bed with the wheels on it. Bed frame. Like, nah. Let me find out that the people who don't have a bed frame are the ones with the deepest stashes. Like, yo, don't move my bed. But I bought you a bed frame. It's nice too. And I bought you a headboard. No, I don't want that. I don't want it because, you know, this is nice and quiet. It's carpet on the floor and the box bringing the mattress on the floor. And so when me and my sweetie, when we getting busy, we don't wake up the kids or alert them. How you don't alert the kids when the kids are in the damn bed with you? You know, black mother shit. The kids are in the bed with you. All the kids ain't in my bed. Thank you, smart ass. Yeah, but two of them are. You ain't got but three. And the third one is 23. And when they come over, they want to get in the bed too. I be feeling mad incestuous when I come over your crib. Anyway, so, you know, what would make you go in the secret stash? Okay, wait. Oh, okay, whoa. Carol says, yes. An uncle died, and he hoarded a lot of money under the linoleum rug in his bedroom. Get out of here. Under the damn. Can you imagine when he was alive putting it under there? Like, I ain't having no company today. Nobody tried to come over the house today. I got some house cleaning to do. Some serious house cleaning to do. TK Wright said, hold on. See, I mean, my comments are different. My chat look different than y'all, I think. She said he hid it from his wife. She didn't know until she wanted to change the rug on the floor. Shaking my head, he was cheap. And he tried to take it with him. They say that you can't take it with you. He wasn't trying to hear that shit. He wasn't trying to hear it. Barbara Mahoka. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. You know, y'all showing up on the Instagram side. This snow is doing numbers. That's what's up. Yeah, I mean, he said he was cheap. The only way to keep some money. You know what I mean? Y'all black people out here, y'all be spending like it's Independence Day. I mean, Independence Day like the movie. Like it's about to be over. Y'all need to chill. But your uncle tried to take you with him on some King Tut shit. Yo, throw the money and the jewels in there, you know, with the body. Like, the money and the jewels? Yeah, throw the money and the jewels in there with the body. Like, why do you need jewelry in the afterlife? Yo, they get fly in the afterlife. You'll find out when you get there. But they get fly in the afterlife. You sleep if you want. I'm warning you. Okay. He tried to take the money with him like King Tut. He said, well, they say you can't take it with you, but they say that the streets are paved with gold in heaven. Gold ain't cheap. All right. T. Carrie Wright says, I used to go into my secret stash for food or to help a friend or family. I don't do that anymore. I shop smarter and I can only do what I can do. So you used to go in a secret stash for food? Man, shit. Yeah, no way. No way. Yo, TK, right. I'm not going front. I wouldn't go in my secret stash for African famine. If African famine came to the United States, like, nope. I live on Earth. I can go out into the park and find some food. My survivalist skills tells me I can eat weeds, plants, all that old shit. I'm not going to my secret stash for no fucking, for a plate of crab legs and some shrimp. Nope. Y'all, you know, you'll never know about the secret stash for nothing like that. Not with me. Or help a friend. They better not be in a Mexican prison. I tell you, that's regular savings. That's regular savings money right there. Vanetta Henderson. What's up, Vanetta Henderson? Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrr. And we are talking about what would make you spend your secret money. We're talking about that secret money, the money that you have in the stash, the money that you only use when there are no other options and you gotta have this thing. We're not talking about a material item like, yo, he said he was gonna sell me a 500 S500 Benz for $30,000. This shit is a fucking 2019. I gotta get it. I'm never gonna, this shit's fully loaded. Yo, it's real. Like, yo, $30,000 for an S-Class Benz? 500? Yeah, big body. You might spend your secret stash for that. I mean, on that, but because, you know, they're going to give it to you for $30,000, more than likely you can't get financing. Because they want that shit cash. I need this shit cash, free and clear. No taxes. Nobody knows when you got this car. This is a brand new VIN number. We got this shit off the damn, you know, the truck that carries all of the cars. Well, this one fell off of there. It fell off of there? Is it damaged? No, it only fell off of there. Yeah. Shit is real. I don't do it anymore either. I've learned to spend more wisely. I hear that. Felicia Lawson said. Then they should have a secret stash to help their self. Yeah. But when you in jail, I will give it to you. When you in jail, you can't get to your money. You cannot get to your money when you in jail. You know, I learned that the hard way. I was like, listen, I'm not going up State Road. There's no way I'm going to State Road. So when he set the bail, I was like, oh, I got that money. Y'all take debit? They be like, do we take what, Mr. Magazine? First of all, that phone over there, you know, the phone that doesn't take money, the one that you have to collect calls from, you need to get on that phone, call somebody that you know is going to answer, and have them come bring this money down here. Criminal Justice Center, 1301 North Filbert. They got to bring the money? So in your mind, I'm thinking, so I got to tell them where I have the money because I got my card on me. So I need to tell them where the money is so they can go get the money and come back. And I did have a stash. But I'm like, I can't explain to them exactly where the stash is. Then they're looking at the stash like, yo, the stash awfully chunky. I'm like, come on, son. Come on. We ain't you know what I mean? Like, So, yeah, when you're locked up, you have to have help. So you wind up having to pay it back. Shout out to my stepdad. My stepdad came through. My stepdad and my mom, they came through. They limped their way into the CJC three times before they finally, they kept giving him some bullshit excuse. Oh, he's not processed yet. Like, then how did they set bail if he's not processed? What, he just guessing what the bail is? Those are Omar problems. Anyway. Gotcha. Listen, go away, Kitty. I'm telling you, Kitty, up under the box spring like, yo, cat. Hey, yo, cat. Come here. Come over here. You're like, shit, man, it's Sunday. It's snowing up. Saving my energy. Grits and Wavy says, maybe for an out-of-town funeral, I can totally see myself buying flights for like five people. Okay. All right. So that's something that would make you go into your secret stash, okay? All right. I ain't gonna front. I wouldn't do it. I'm like, nah. I mean, because I'm funny about funerals anyway. Like, I'll always go and pay my respects. But I'm like, yo, the undertaker's already getting too much money. And in all reality, the person who died a week ago. I ain't spending no extra money to see a body, but that's me. Like, I'm not going in the secret stash for that. The savings, yeah, but y'all have to understand that the savings and the secret stash ain't the same. Your savings, that's that Disney World money. Yeah, you know how expensive it is to go to Disney World. You saved us $7,000 so you could take your kids down there to Orlando, Florida. And you spent the whole $7,000 plus another $3,000. You saved $7,000. You took $3,000 and it's all gone. But that wasn't the stash. Hope you had a good time, though. Because from what I understand, it will suck up all that money, too. Oh, shit. Sucrezy Trois says, or 2 to 3 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago in our case. Yeah, you talking about how black people don't be having enough money for the funeral. Yo, man, on some real shit, our body, when you leave a body, when you don't have a funeral within the first week, at least the second week, that body be fucked up. You can't preserve. That's why you light-skinned people be all dark in the casket. Like, yo, what's that? I'm like, yo, y'all should have just did closed casket. If you don't have the money to bury somebody within the first week, closed casket. It's cheaper. You don't have to waste all that money. And it is a waste. All that money. You know, getting the body all decorated and made up and haircut and suit and all of that. Why? Don't do that. If you don't have it like that, don't do that. People, I know we say we paying our respects and, you know, paying our respects to the devs, so we want to give them a proper send-off. They died a week ago, 2 weeks ago. God gave them a proper send-off. I know we don't look at it that way. But one of the reasons we don't look at it that way is because we haven't been conditioned to look at it that way. Because as black people, our existence is so fucked up that the only, for some of us, the only time that we ever have anything proper in our lives is when we have a burial. But I ain't talking about all that today. That's a different kind of urban therapy. Today, we're talking about that secret stash of money and what would make you, what would wrench it out of your possession. I love my family, and I have gone in my secret stash for my family before. I've learned, don't go rushing to the secret stash. Don't rush to that shit. Because what you'll find out is you go rushing to your secret stash and everybody else goes slow to their secret stash and you wind up giving the money that everybody else would have actually done for themselves. You ain't have to do that. You could have walked, but you ran. That's real shit too, Sucre de Toi. Like my nephew, he wasn't my blood nephew, but in 2016 he was murdered. You know, I can't even really, you know what, he was killed. I can't say that he was murdered because it was a situation there. But nonetheless, he was killed by a bullet. He was shot. He was shot to death. And when I saw him, first of all, it was crazy, yo. I ain't no front because my nephew was about 6'5", 6'6", basketball playing nigga. Tall as shit. And that casket, he was 6'5", 6'6". Or taller. He might have been 6'7". He was tall. And he was light-skinned. And that casket, I don't know if he was 6 feet. No bullshit. I think they cut the long caskets, long money. I think they made a move. Because I was like, I'm looking at the casket like, that's more my size. He was long. He was California King long. California King bed long. You understand what I'm saying? And he was light-skinned. I mean, definitely lighter than a paper bag light-skinned. And that casket, he was darker than this. I was like, what are we doing? Funeral was like 3 weeks later. Damn near a month. That's what Craig says. You got to give it a week. If the need is still there, then I'll consider it. I'm a rock with you on that one. Carol Chambers says at Grits, we gonna rent a car if we can. If we can drive, it's cheaper. Word. Like 5 tickets to California in the pandemic era. Be like, listen, I need you to go back in time and die in 2001, right around 9/11. Flight's cheap as fuck. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all remember how cheap it was to fly from like 2001 to like 2004. You know what I mean? We was riding that shit like, yo, we can go anywhere. Yo, you want to go to Africa? Round trip. First class, $300. Like, what? Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, we can go to Africa, any place in Africa. We can go to West Africa, South Africa, North Africa, East Africa, Middle Africa. We can go to Zimbabwe. We can go to Sudan. We can go to Niger. We can go to Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe. We can go Johannesburg. You want to see where they had Mandela locked up? We can go. $300 round trip, first class. Be able to stick your feet out like this. Laid back with my mind and my money and my money and my mind. Riding down the street in dough, sipping on gin. Riding over to Africa, sipping Grey Goose, sitting all in first class. Laid back with my mind on my Africa and my Africa on my mind. Not right now. Not right now, say. Nah. Carol Chamberlain says that Omar, he even had silver certificates. You know, old dollar bills. I had never seen them before. He had the old, you know, that money worth more than a dollar. Yo. Police said, Carol, right? Enterprise, here we come. And I'm asking who pitching in. Shit. Enterprise, I'd be like, look, man, we're going to do Rent-A-Wreck. Ugly Duckling. What you talking about? Budget car rental, baby. You know what I'm saying? We're bringing things back. Matter of fact, such and such just bought a minivan. We can rent it off of him. He said we can rent his minivan. He just bought a Nissan Quest for his catering business. We take the Nissan Quest. We gonna roll down south. You know what I'm saying? He said we can have this shit for a whole week. $150. He said we could 150? Yeah. And I had to force 150 on it. He's gonna let us have this shit for free. He said, just make sure we bring it back on a full tank of gas. Y'all niggas don't act stupid when it's time to return the car on a full tank of gas either. Don't try to return that shit on three quarters of a tank. Ungrateful bastards. yeah, I said. Do you know what I'm saying? All right. Hold on. TK Wright says, yes, for food, because I had a house full of irresponsible adults and I couldn't leave young children with nothing. All right. I ain't doing it. You're not going to eat my thousands away. It's not going to happen. We got to eat every day. We're going to find a way. Food share. Church soup kitchen. Yo. But I ain't gonna hate on you though. It sounds like it, but I'm not. I understand. You know, but that's the question. What would make you go in your secret stash? We're not gonna have the same things that we would go. Some people would go in their secret stash, like I said, over a car or whatever. Like, I don't know. One time, or two or three, I had a little discrepancy with the electric company and the water department. You know, we wasn't seeing eye to eye. They seemed to believe that I owed them all of this money. I'm like, it's not true. I don't owe you that money. And so they want to just pull a jack move and cut it off. I'm like, how can they? The nerve. We still ain't going to secret stash. I'm like, now I ain't like a lot of y'all. You can be like, yo, You know, you get the candles, but no, we're not doing that. Them lights going the fuck back on. I know too many contractors for my lights to be out. So they was back on that day. But that still didn't go into the secret stash money. It was the regular savings money. The secret stash money was in the back. Like, we, hey, boss, we safe? We safe, ain't we? You ain't gonna come, sell us down the river with no goddamn light bill, is you? I said, hell no. Hell no. Hell no. We going to the regular, money. The regular money. The water department did try to get the stash money, though. They was like, listen, you got to pay this much or put this, all of this on this agreement, or you going, or you better get, one of them a wrench to turn the water plug on. The water plug is, that's Philly for fire hydrant. We don't use that word. Well, some of us do. It's the water plug. And, you know, you got that wrench. It's like a triangle, but not exactly a triangle. Yeah. Yeah. You had that Family Dollar water. No, don't go to Family Dollar water. That's too expensive. Better get it from ShopRite. Okay, Felicia Lawson said, they can call and tell me where it is. I'll go get it. Okay, you talking about this for the jail shit? Kristen Wavy says, my brother did that once. That's the only other way to go. GK Wright says, I've learned my lesson and went back my stash being my stash, period. Oh, went back to my stash being my stash, period. Whether it was secret or not, not going to be able to do it. Not going to be able to do it. I've been asked to buy someone else's tickets because it's no secret that I've always kept a stash. Nope, can't do it. Those days are long gone and were short-lived. Yeah, that's why it's supposed to be a secret stash. Nobody has to know. Chocolate Angel, Angel Chocolate, what's going on, man? You're in here, can't stop it. How are you feeling? It's good to see you. Yes, it is 100% true. Kristen Wavy says, I told my family they can just get me cremated. Black people seem to be against cremation. Yeah, black people with money seem to be against cremation. Black Christians with money are against cremation. Black Christians without money, they like, well, you know, God knows my heart. God knows my heart. I said, the Lord gonna understand. Yo, he got my man. Everything is gonna be all right. Lord knows, yo, the Lord understands. He got my man. Everything's gonna be all right. I said, the Lord will provide. He got him inside the heavenly gate. Pearly gate. Can't wait. Oh, but we still gotta live. Oh, I got a lot of shit to give. I'm positive. Yo. Yo, the Lord understands. Just because you cremate, they ain't going to hell, my man. I know some people think that, but that's because they still of the world. That's just whack. Yo, the Lord understands. You can, yo, we got to get the ashes, my man. I will pay for the ashes in the urn and even the memorial service that I learned how to keep a little money in your pocket. I still came out with $3,000. What the fuck, son? Hey, yo, shit is real, but the Lord understands. You think it don't, the Lord understands. It don't matter if you get buried. I mean, you know, you can still have a priest praying. You're a priest, whatever. You know, I'm Catholic. They don't be one. Hey, yo, I mean, if you Catholic, you might as well do cremation because you're always talking about going to hell anyway. Yeah, he died in a lake of fire. Yo, he perished in a lake of fire. Yo, your eternity in a lake of fire. Yo, you gonna burn up in the hellfire? No, that's only if you Islam, you know, you're Muslim and everything. But still, you know, hey, listen, yo, God understands, the Lord understands. You know how it goes, huh? Well, Cherry is in the house. What's going on, Cherry? It's the Darella Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman Dana Dane. It's Darella Dana Dane. Well, that's the moment day to day with Frank. I'm laughing. He carried right. Last comment. I'm like, yo, you got chills. Hold on. TK Wright says, exactly. Everybody else going slow to their secret stash. Like, look, man. We got, hold on. Grandmama, Big Mama have 40 grandkids. And y'all can't come up with 5,000, 7,000? That shit don't make no goddamn sense. I'm not putting up no whole 4,000 just so y'all can be slow with the other three and still bitching off of that. Well, can we do it for 6,800? What the fuck? No. Mm-mm. Deplete my secret stash. Deplete my secret stash. And then when the PlayStation 2, I mean, I'm sorry, when the PlayStation 5, when that shit go down to $600, I can't afford it. Because of y'all. No. Janet Wormley. Yo, happy belated birthday, Janet. Janet Wormley. G-Town stand up all day, every day. Hey. Good to see some of you. All right. So, Okay, hold on. Carol Chamberlain says, Omar, are they still around Ugly Duckling and Rent a Wreck? Listen, we going to make it happen, man. You know what I'm saying? Listen, the problem with a lot of us niggas is that we get too financially creative when the money is good. You need to be financially creative when the money is bad so you can make the money good. See, when the money is good, people want to get greedy. So you're like, no, we don't really need that. We can... But y'all broke motherfuckers. Y'all want first class with everything. When somebody else paying. When you broke, yeah, I want to go to Ruth Chris. I ain't fucking around with that bonefish grill. No, I don't have that Olive Garden feel. No. I ain't going to no Outback Steakhouse. Nah, not going down, no doubt. Where you want to go? I want to go to Ruth Chris. I always wanted to go to Ruth Chris. McCormick and Schmidt. What? Or they want to go to one of those trendy restaurants. Not the national chain shit. And you want to go to trendy? Why much should we call some of these little trendy restaurants? No less than 90 a plate. What? Shit. That's cheaper than that at Ruth Chris. I know, but, you know, it's nice. You know, they be having some kind of in vogue name for these little trendy restaurants that broke motherfuckers want to go to when you're treating. And dumbasses will go in they stash. Like, yo, man, but shorty all that. You know, I'm going to make sure that she know I'm going to represent. You know, you ain't been with a gal with the boom and the bow and the boom. You trying to take it to the little hotel room after you go to Ruth Chris and spend that dough or this little trendy-ass restaurant. Yeah, you know. Like, yeah, we went to this restaurant called Cell Phone. You went to where? It was called Cell Phone. The restaurant was called Cell Phone? Yeah, $85 a plate. And the bitch had the nerve to take some home for her kids. Doggy bag was $50. Wait, ain't the doggy bag like y'all leftovers? Like, no, not a Cell Phone. At Cell Phone, the doggy bag is actually a meal for the kids that ain't there. You pour out a little liquor for the kids who ain't there. Speaking of pouring out a little liquor, the hoe drunk all night. And she a bottomless pit. Oh, yeah, she fly. She fly. All everything. Uh-huh. By the time we got back to her crib, she talking the second date shit. Like, you know what? I had a really nice time, you know. Okay. Bitch, I'm forcing my way in the night. You giving us some ass. I done dropped 400. I done dropped 400. 85 a plate. And you drunk up over 200. 450. You talking, you want to give a church, give out a church hug and a peck on the cheek? It's not going to happen tonight. Tonight is your night to make you my woman. Fuck out of here. Yeah, we going to resurrect Betty Wright tonight. Yeah, you giving up some 450 ass tonight. Yes, you are. Trying to hit me off with a church hug and a peck on the cheek. Through the mask.
Oh,
fuck that. Yeah. Nah, fuck that. I ain't gonna say good with that. Nah. Oh, Lord. Hey, outside, Rev, word of mouth, Rev. Yeah. She tried to. Hold on. Hey, talking about some. Yeah, oh, you know, I had a real nice time tonight. You are such a gentleman. You know, I haven't laughed this much in the longest time. I like you. I'm like, yeah, you about to like me a lot more. Yeah. Man. I mean, you gonna like me a lot. You gonna like me more than I like you. And trust me, I like you a whole lot. Well, fuck you talking about all night long. It was. And you ordered dessert, fucking chocolate mousse eating ass. Hey, yo. Chocolate mousse eating ass joints, right? Nah. Nah. Yeah. Yo, don't report me. Crazy. I says, where's the button to report this page? Like, listen. The Urban Therapy with Son Daily Go Get Him is we support fairness. Fairness. What's fair is fair. What's fair is fair. You got these ratchet chicks out here with strong bodies giving up ass over some TGI Fridays. You mean to tell me you got to drop $300 at Roof Chris and $450 at cell phone to get a church hug and a peck on the cheek? Fuck, yo, what you think this shit is, son? Hey, yo. Okay, where was I? Carol Chamberlain says Delmonico's. No. Delmonico's, you know, or Del Frisco, whatever. You know, it's a steakhouse. Spend a little bit of money. But nah. You go to cell phone, you know, The food and cell phone is trendy. It's a trendy joint. You know what I mean? Anyway, bottom line is, I said the bottom line is that, you know, some men would go in their secret stash over that shit. That shit, no, you got to protect your stash. But everybody has their thing. Richard Wavy says, no, black poor people are always against cremation too. I've seen it in so many times. I mean, I guess where I come from, we be having funerals on the budget. Like, if anything, black people where I come from are against begging people that they don't know for money. Now they'll put out a GoFundMe for some scam money. Like, you know, my and listen, man, anybody who has been through anything like this, please, you know, pardon this little segment. My here, my husband was killed, and you know, and he left us. I'm left with three kids to take care. When they was really already financially taken care of, like he might have had insurance, you know, his people's holding it down and all of that, but she still might have collected 13, 14 grand online. People like, oh my God, that is so fucked up. Oh, here's 100, here's 100, here's 100, here's 100, I'm putting this, here's 100, here's 100, yo, you for me, here's 100, yo, that's a shame, that's a shame, that's a shame. So yeah, your husband tragically was killed, but you done even more tragically stole 12 grand from motherfuckers. The funeral was paid for. He was a veteran. You know you ain't got to pay for no funeral when your spouse is a veteran. Go shopping. Go shopping. Go shopping, go shopping, go shopping, go shopping, go shopping, yeah, let's go shopping. Albee Square Mall, my house is at Albee Square Mall, my house is, all right, shout out to Biz. It says, I'm going to start telling dudes, if I spend $40, you giving up some D. You know, I'm reporting your shit. How you report that? Okay. Pin comment. Reply to Sukla. Go live. No. Report comment. There you go. Or hide from live. No. I want everybody to see it. I'm reporting it. I'm going to give you one more chance. Give you one more chance. Jerry says, have a party for me and cremate me and... I'm in your heads and hearts, not in the ground. Exactly. TK Wright says Morton's. Y'all know Ruth Chris costs more than Morton's? Because Ruth Chris is a la carte. They don't even have entrees at Ruth Chris. You know how you find that out the hard way, like you know, we were so used to Rustler's Steakhouse and Ponderosa and Sizzler and Howard Johnson. We like, yo, where the platters at? There ain't no platter. You order the steak and then whatever size you want. So the steak is the platter? I mean, you could call it that, but every item is separate. Now, granted, the food at Ruth Chris, good as shit. But you go in there with $100 thinking that more than one of y'all is going to eat. You, sir, have a problem. A nigga like me is like, yo, I don't drink no more, so I save a lot of money at restaurants now. She like, I still drink. I like that. Like, yeah, I still drink. You know. Matter of fact, I want a double shot of Henny. Excuse me, waiter. Y'all have any Christian Brothers? Irk and Jerk? You need a little E and J. It's, you know, cognac is brandy. It's brandy. I'm like, I don't want a cheap ass brandy. Yeah. Bring me a double shot of Hennessy, please. Yeah. I'm going to run the score up on you. Run the score up. Ansel Jones, my brother, Ansel Jones. He says, I have to have quality brand athletic cleats and basketball shoes. I don't cheat my body. Dollars and cent, dollar store cleats. I don't blame you. There's nothing like a good pair of sneaks. You know what I'm saying? Nothing like a good pair of sneaks. You know what I mean? You know, speaking of which, y'all check these shits out. You know, these shits fly. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know. What y'all know? What y'all know? Bow. Huh? 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 What? What y'all know? Huh? Huh? Yeah. So I'm about that life. I wouldn't get no cheap ass cleats either. He says, I'll go deep in my wallet. Now what I won't do is be paying them sneakerhead prices. First of all, I would never buy a pair of used shoes. I don't give a fuck what they are, what they supposed to symbolize. If your feet have been in shoes, I'm not buying them. People, that's the big thing nowadays. You know, like, yeah, these Jordans are barely used. A pair of J's. I sell you this pair of J's, Jordan 11, for $300. I'm like, they wasn't $300 when they came out. I remember when they came out. Bullshit. They was $150 when they came out. I wasn't paying that then. Jordans ain't never been that fly. I don't care what nobody say. Because they never went with everything. A lot of Jordans that came out, you couldn't even wear them with jeans. It was like, yo, this shit's on. What are these, short sneakers? Your sneakers only made for shorts? Oh, you was asking the question. So, TK, right? Ask and sell. So you'll go into your stash for quality cleats? Oh, he said, I'll go deep in my wallet. Okay. Narcel says, can somebody tell me what it's like not to have extra debt outside of living expenses and be completely blind to seeing the secret stash growing? I mean, that's a real thing. No. It is. It's a real thing. I mean, we create our own debt time and time again. I know that's not a big secret, but we do it. We do it like we've been conditioned to do it. In many instances, we have been, but it gets bad because, you know, we get to saying stuff like, well, if all I can do with my money is pay bills, if I'm only working to pay my bills, then what's the point? The point is, you get to pay your bills, at least. And some people don't hesitate to make another bill. They'll go get another credit card, run it up, or, you know, they'll get another car note. I mean, people buy things that they can't afford all the time. Like, people be forgetting that they have to pay credit cards, though. Like, yo, they sent me another card. It's $10,000 on the card. I'm like, okay. $10,000 is a nice limit. But if you use it, you're going to have to pay. Yeah, but it'll only be like a little bit of money. I'm like, all right. Run your shit up to $9,000. You tell me how much your bill is every month. It ain't sweet like that, dog. TK Wright says, and sell budget ahead of time. Create a clean fund, a cleat fund, so that you don't have to go into your stash. Oh yeah, I thought he said he didn't go into his stash. He said, I'll go deep into my wallet. That ain't the stash. The stash is secret. Carol Chamberlain says, Omar, I, Omar, or eating that. or eating that well either. Cherry says, 4 second hug. Omar's having those bad date flashbacks. Nah, that ain't happened to me. Listen, I can't speak for every man. What's up, Black Butterfly? My girl Lisa Hill, the real deal. Lisa Hill. What's up, Ma? I ain't gonna front. I don't go on no bad dates. I let the next man do that. Before I go out on a date, we already have some things established. My days of dating from zero go all the way back to my 20s and 30s. I'm like, no, we ain't do that. Like, we, you know, it's more like date night. Because, you know, whenever I get around women, you know, they can't keep their hands off me. They can't. I'll be like, yo, ma, you disrespecting the waiter. I'm sorry, waiter. Listen, you know, shorty, you know, she's like, she didn't take her medication today. It's just a little game of footsies. But, sir, like, can you please instruct her to put her shirt back on? I'm like, ain't we in New York? Ain't no laws against being shirtless in New York. She was playing footsies, son. Footsies. Who plays footsies with their shirt off? Well, she need to get comfortable. All that leg motion can make you hot. Anyway, TK Wright says, stop it at 45 and liking you more. 450 and liking you more. It's true. It's all true. It's all true. It's all true. It's all true. Would you spend $450 on a date with somebody that you ain't even like that? What for? What kind of balling is that? You a cornballer. Yeah, that's what kind of balling that is. You a cornballer. He's a cornballer. I'm a baller. You a baller. You some ballers. We some ballers. Wouldn't you like to be a cornballer too? No. You're whack. T.A. Wright says she's going to let you into her house for $450 worth of prayer. Yes. Yeah, that is so. Yes. That's right. $450 worth of blessings. Here. Step up to this podium. Oh, look, a microphone on the podium. Preach. Preach. Yes, Lord. Well, Yes. We are gathered here today. Where are my believers? The believers are here. Microphone. My name is Tony Tone on the microphone. They can't leave me alone. Yes. Shorty, $450, shorty. Yes. Pray. Let's get on your knees when you pray, baby. You gotta get on your knees when you pray. Yo, for my brothers out there that's listening to the show, don't date from zero no more. Don't let these chicks do. No, yo, don't date from zero. Be all the way up to at least five before you date. Get the fuck out of here. Let any all zeros, let that all be phone time. Fuck out of here. The pandemic era. Tell you, you taking a real risk if you if you go out. You know. Yeah. I'm just saying. All right. GK Wright says, she ain't obligated to give up no ass. Next time, put a cap on the meal. Shut that shit down. You're right. She's not obligated. But if she's a good woman, she'll see the good in. This is not about obligations. I wasn't obligated to drop 450. She's not obligated to give, you know, to share her body with me. But I'm sharing mine, too. And, you know, what we're not going to do is get into, you know, the whole vagina has a higher value than dick. Like, I watch porn, too. I see what's going on. I understand. We're not going to get into lying. We ain't no lying. Carol Chandler says, oh, just go to Mickey D's and forget about it. I don't want her to be sick. Next time, Chipotle and chill. Chipotle. I ain't none of that garbage. Carol Chandler says, not true. You pay for the funeral, not the burial. Okay. All right. Okay. Shopping online will get people in trouble all the time. And if you go to your, if you go in your stash because of the today's deals on the Amazon app, you ain't got no secret stash. If Amazon knows about, if Jeff Bezos knows about your secret stash, I don't know. Carol James says, oh, Lord, these fantasies again, Omar. I don't know what you're talking about. We just here having a nice conversation on a Sunday morning about the rail, about the rail. Claire Jutois says, what's dating from zero? Oh, for me, dating from zero, that's like dating a chick that you have not dated before. So you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. You know, everything is from zero. First date, first kiss, first everything. It's a gamble. Oh my God, you ain't got to do that. There are ways you can structure that. I mean, listen, I'm going to say this. And you all may look at me differently after this, and it's just a chance I'm going to have to take. But I mean, if our panties wasn't wet, if our panties ain't wet on the phone call to take her out, y'all probably shouldn't go. It seems to me like it's a waste of time for both of y'all. Now the question is, how will you know? How will you know if she's really creaming? How will you know? You try to tell, but she's too shy, can't speak. All right. That's not fucking with you. I'm only playing. Yeah, right there. I can't keep their hands off you. They do. They be like, come on, just, I be like, baby. Oh my God. Sheesh. Yo, can we get some strudel over here? Oh God. Yeah. Black women are very affectionate at times. Oh. Cherry Cherry says, see, I have the same damn problem. They don't be taking their they don't be taking their medication. I understand. I do. And so Joe says, you gotta hold on to your receipt. Cal telling me to shut up. I don't see the problem here. I don't see the problem here. We just chilling. I mean, but the secret stash, you know, listen, don't go into your secret stash just to impress one John. Like, yo, you have to stretch that out. That's like paying $50,000 for a wedding, and you don't make $50,000 a year, dumbass. You make $48,000 a year. You saved up 50 grand for a fuck, or took out a loan for a 50 grand wedding? Yeah, well, you know, this is the one, though. This is the one. No, you're the one. You're the dumb one. You need a 50, well, more than that. You need a quarter of a mil type of marriage. You don't need a 50 grand wedding. You better do the destination. Shout out to all y'all cheap motherfuckers doing destination weddings, making everybody, you know, that's getting married a la carte. Like, look, you get a free vacation. Like, how is it free? You made everybody pay for their plane tickets to come to Jamaica. Yeah, but you get to go to Jamaica, and you get to chill in the hotel at a resort, all inclusive. Yo, they had to pay for that too. I'm saying, but you know, we are celebrating our love together, and you get to, you know. So I mean, you always wanted to go to Jamaica anyway. So you come to Jamaica, and me and hubby, we gonna get married. We are gonna certify our union together, and everybody else can come. Shout out to y'all cheap motherfuckers with the destination weddings, but y'all got it. Y'all figured it out. Y'all got your wedding, your honeymoon, and one shop. It's a good look, and everybody had to pay. Plus, they gave you wedding gifts and, you know, all that old shit. And a lot of y'all had the destination wedding over in the Caribbean, came home and had a reception so y'all could get the rest of that money. Envelope after envelope, set an envelope after envelope. Yo, I gave 100, they gave 3. 500 is coming after me. Yo, we got paid. I gotta get this money for this $50,000 I made. No, destination wedding. You ain't spend but $3,000. But you and your spouses pretty smart. Your cheap ass destination wedding site. You notice everybody get invited to a destination wedding? Everybody don't get invited to regular weddings because it's like, yo, we gotta pay for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Chicken or fish? Chicken or fish? You know what I'm saying? All these pretty ass invitations and shit cost. You know, look, these napkins and shit, ice machines, shit kind of money. I got money like that. 200 people at the goddamn. You invited everybody on the from the internet on the. What the fuck is wrong with you? Grizz and Wavy says, we already looked at you different when you did all of those sex moans. No, trust me. A lot of y'all looked at me just the same, like, mm-hmm. Well, at least he's consistent. Right. My man, comedian Sean Clay. What's up, my brother? That's my man's. Without a diggy doubt. No, so it says that's the one wedding that will outlast the mortgage. Word. A whole reenactment. Yeah. No, DK writes it. The resorts include decorations, food, and drink, and cake for $500. All right. Like I said, It's a smart deal. It's a smart move by the bride and groom. Smart. They ain't paying no overhead. They ain't paying no overhead. Oh, so you saying like when I said, you know, the whole 3,000. Nope. You said 500? Cheap. Cheap. You definitely don't have to go in your secret stash for that shit. Let me ask y'all something before we start to get on up out of here. Is it wrong to keep the knowledge of your secret stash from your spouse? I don't mean your girl or your man, your spouse. The one that you signed on the dotted line with. The one that you can't just walk away from. Is it wrong for you to be like, nah, I ain't telling my wife about my secret stash? She got this thing for designer bags. And I'd be goddamn if Gucci and Louis are getting some of this, getting my secret stash money. She must be crazy. She must be crazy. Shorty, you crazy. What do y'all think? Is it wrong to keep the knowledge of your secret stash from your spouse? I'm going to go with no. By the way, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Please do me that solid. Sucre says, no, everybody should have a secret stash. That's what's up. TK right says, fuck having guests. Stream it or record it and play it at the reception. All right, so y'all say no. Well, T. Carey Wright and Carol Chamberlain said no. It's not wrong to keep the knowledge of your secret stash. Yeah. T. Carey Wright says not necessarily. Some spouses are irresponsible. Yeah. 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 You get one of them. Well, I mean, shoot, what's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours. You ain't going to be spending your secret stash on no whores. Your, mine is yours. Hey, what's yours is mine. I don't give a fuck how big her titties are, how she fine. What's mine is yours. What's yours is mine. Yeah, the sun is always here and the sun always in shine. Yo, mine is mine. What's mine is yours. You ain't going to be spending your money on no whores. What's mine is mine. What's mine is yours. You ain't going to be spending no money on these whores. What's yours is mine. What's mine is yours. But you ain't spending none of my secret stash or no ass. No, 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 no. No, no, no. I don't think so. I don't think so. All right, y'all. We about to do these birthday shit out. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. February 7th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-E-E-C-C. They get the R-E-S-E-E-C-C. They are R-E-S-E-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box. Stephanie Williams turning 50 years old today, the big 50, half century, all up in the area. Happy birthday to you. And also Snow Taylor turning 43 years old today, happy birthday to you. And Ro Charles turning 43 years old today also. And Marvion Donegal turning 51 years old today. And Blanche Bayard turning 69 years old today. And Lola Williams turning 58 years old today. Also, Connie Glenn turning 58 years old today. And Amanda Cruz Almonte turning 29 years old today. And Rachelle Mendoza, happy birthday to you. And Nikki Lyles turning 54 years old today. And Angie B, happy birthday to you, Angie B. And TT K Dub turning 28 years old today. And Bill Conway, happy birthday to you, Bill Conway. And my man, Daryl, Mr. Get It Done James. It is? My man, Daryl, Mr. Get It Done James. And I know how, do we have his age on here? I know how old he is. That's all good. My man, happy birthday to you, my brother, my mellow, my brother, my mellow, my man. Yo, I want to say happy birthday to all of you. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 7th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn rock out. Rock on, do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, listen to what I say. I said, man, listen. Everybody should have a secret stash like Sucre Jetois said. Sucre JDX. That's the money that you use for not only a rainy day, but it has to be like a hurricane day. It has to be for like a typhoon day. It has to be for like a tornado day, cyclone day. It has to be for a tsunami day. A matter of fact, a tsunami day. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But a lot of people have a secret stash that doesn't remain all that secret because of the way that they handle their money. Now, the money is yours, however way you got it, whether you worked for it, whether you played for it, whether you tricked for it, whether you got it through an inheritance, whatever the case may be. We all should learn how to be a little bit more fiscally responsible. Some of us are going to get it better than others. One thing is for sure, you can't save your way rich, and you can't take it with you into the afterlife. But in the afterlife, there are people here who are still in this world and in this life. And sometimes you may go into your secret stash in order to make things a little bit easier for them. You know, for the people out there who really feel good when they do something for somebody. Excuse me. When they do something for somebody as far as, securing their finances and things like that. It's not a bad thing. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you a stupid person, I should say. Not definitely not bad if you're altruistic. However, people have inherently predatory nature about them, and you don't want to get into helping somebody out when they are helping you out of all of the money that you could help them out with. And in order to really save money like that for a stash, you have to feed it constantly and forget about it right after you feed it. Because your secret stash won't ask for more money, but you should be asking for more money to put into it. You should just be watching it grow and grow and grow. Like you put a seed in the ground and you're waiting for the fruits of that seed to become a tree, a money tree. What, money don't grow on trees like your parents used to say? But it's made of paper, and paper is made from what tree? Okay. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. It is Super Bowl Sunday. Not that I care, but it is what it is. Who y'all got? Tom Brady. Never mind. I don't want to know. But, yo, I want y'all to enjoy y'all day. however it happens, however it happens, you know, be careful out there. TK Wright says, happy birthday to my homegirl, Rhapsody Nealon. That's what's up. Happy birthday to you. See if anybody else got any birthday shout-outs. Okay. All right, we good? We good? All right, so Blog Talk, I'm going to get y'all out of here. Like I said, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. Love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. So let me,